For decades, equipment and electronics for Dillingham's ARCS service has been installed at a television broadcast tower on Wood River Road that was built by the state. That's unusual for the service.
Each site where ARCS exists out in rural Alaska is usually owned, operated, and maintained by some entity within the local community.
That's Steve Hamlin, the technical manager for ARCS Television and Alaska Public Broadcasting Incorporated. The other tenants renting space on the TV tower on Wood River Road are falling away, which means that the cost of continuing to operate ARCS from the tower would rest entirely on the state.
It's getting down to the point where it looks like the ARCS system may, in fact, end up being the last occupant of that space. There are no state budgetary dollars available at the state side for paying the operating costs of the systems in the villages. So when that happens, Dillingham will have to come up with some other solution for providing space and power to the local electronics set out there.
A local organization or group of people will likely need to take over the maintenance and operating costs for ARCS equipment to keep the service broadcasting in Dillingham.
And this is being done in many other communities already and has been all along in many of them. So usually it's some sort of public organization, a health clinic or a school or a local nonprofit. You know, sometimes it's just a loose aggregation of people in the community who shepherd the thing along and keep it going. It's my opinion that, or my estimation, that several other opportunities exist in Dillingham to keep this service going in Dillingham, but it's going to take some effort on some folks' parts out there.
Hamlin said that the ARCS Television current maintenance situation will likely be stable for several more months, and that ARCS hopes the Dillingham community will reach out to take over the equipment in the meantime. If ARCS does continue in Dillingham, it's slated to receive an upgrade from an analog to a digital system. The new system would include 3 new channels in addition to the current variety channel, a full-time PBS channel, Gavel Alaska, and the University of Alaska Television. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.